Today's shiur is Masechet Shavuos Daf Tes Zayin. We will begin on Tav Tes Vav Amud Beis, the second wide line. Beis the Mahal from Shtei Tadus Achreim. As we've been learning from the Mishnah and the Gemara has been describing the procedure for being Mekadosh, the city of Yerushalayim, the Azaras, the Harabayis, etc. And the Mishnah said, Bezna went with two birds behind them. Asked the Gemara, Lememra, the way our Mishnah reads, the Bezna Kamei Toida Azlei. The Bezna walks first, and as we explained yesterday, Toidus doesn't mean the Toida, it actually means the Chometz loaf of the Toda, works behind them. V'ksiv, the pasuk that we've been quoting from Nehemiah that describes this entire procedure, says, V'yelech Achreim Hashiyav Chatzi Sar Yehuda, that the Bezna walked behind. Says the Gemara Hachikamar. This is the way to understand the Mishnah. Bezdin Mahalchim, Vishtei Toidus Mahalchis. Both Bezdin have to march in this parade. The two Toidus have to march. However, or Bezdin Achreim. The Bezdin are actually behind the Toidus. Ask the Gemara Ketzer Mahalchis. How exactly did the two Toidus go? So says the Gemara, it's a machlokes of Chivar of Shimon Bar Rebbe. Chana Mazuka Negadzu. They walk next to each other. V'chana Mazu Achazu. One behind each other. Says the Gemara, Manda Mazu Kenegadzu, as we explained in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, regarding these Toidus, HaPnimis Necheles, whatever the Pnimis is, and HaChitsoina Nisrefes. So says the Gemara, according to the Manda Omer that says that they walked next to each other, which one is the Pnimis? How do we identify which one is the Pnimius and which one is the Chitzonius? Says the Gemara, Pnimius is Hach de Mekar v'lechayma, the one closer to the wall, whereas as the Yerushalmi explains, the one closer to the Kedusha, that's the Pnimius, and the other one is the Chitzonia. Mandam is Zuachazu, the Mandam that says that the two Toidus were one behind each other, which one is the Pnimius? Hach de Mekar v'lebezin. As we began today's shiur, the Toidus were right in front of the Bezdin. The one closer to the Bezdin is considered the Pnimius, which is eaten, and the other one is the Chitzayna. Says the Gemara, as we just quoted, the Mishnah said, Tanan, HaPnimius, Nachelos, Vachoyna, Nitzrefes. Says the Gemara, Bishlam, Lamandam, Zuachazu, according to the Mandam, that they went one behind the other, Amtu, Lahochi, Pnimius, Nachelos, we could very well understand the Psak of the Mishnah. What Pnimius, the one closer to the Bezdin, is eaten, and the other one, the Chitzoinus, is burnt. Why? Shem the Asya Chitzoina Kamav Kachala. First the Chitzoina walks, and the Chitzoinus Mekadish any step that it walks on, and then the Pnimius is going on a place that's already Kadosh. And as the Rashi explains the Gemara, he says, in understanding this Gemara, we need to understand, he says, that we don't need that the entire area that we're looking to be Mekadosh be Mekadosh, because the Chitzoina is Mekadosh eats step at a time. But he says that's the way it works. The Chitzoina makes a step, it's Mekadosh it, and then the Pnimius, which is behind it, is walking already on a place that's Kodesh. Furthermore, points out the Rashba, we yesterday in our Gemara discussed pretty much at length why the Shtei HaLechem could not have been the lachamim that they were Mekadosh these areas with. And the Gemara said, because the Shtei HaLechem would have had a problem of lina, because it would have been used after Shavuos, which is already possible. So ask the Rashba, so why don't, here also, we're taking these Toidus outside of Yerushalayim to Mekadosh an annex of Yerushalayim, so why is there no psul yotzei? So says the Rashba, at least in the Havamina we have to learn the Gemara this way, says the Rashba, when the Gemara says that if something becomes possible with the Lechem, it can no longer be used to be Mekadosh, that's only before the Kiddush process. Once we begin the Kiddush process, then these issues are no longer issues. However, says the Gemara, El Mandam Zuk Negzu, that they want one next to each other, ask the Gemara, Tavai Bahadeh Dodika Mekachi. One isn't going in front of the other. So, as the Ritva explains the Gemara, if we're saying it's a problem, that it stepped before it became Kodesh, so it's a problem with both of them. And if it's not a problem, so there's no problem with either. Why does the Mishnah differentiate between the Pnimius, which is the Nechelos, and the Chitzoinus, which is the Nisrefes? Says the Gemara, Ulut Hameich. Says the Gemara, if you think about it, Mandam Zu Achazu, that they walked one behind the other. Ask the Gemara, Chodemi Mekacha, is one Lechem on its own going to be Mekadeshit? Ha, as we can learn in the Mishnah, as we went to the Mishnah, we're going to discuss a great length in a moment. Kol Shonai Nasi B'chol Eilutnan. You have to have both Lechemim. So what are we saying? How do we explain that if they go one behind the other? The first one is Mekadesh, and then the second one is not Mekadesh. The first one is Mekadesh, and then the second one already walks on a place that's Mekadesh. It's not true. Our Mishnah says you need both. And until both are there, you have no Kiddush. And says the Gemara, Filaman Damer, even according to the opinion, which we're going to discuss in a moment, but Achas Mekalelu, that even you don't have to have all of the procedures mentioned in the Mishnah to affect this Kedusha, Hani Tavayu, these two Chalas, Chod Mitzvahi. So how can we separate and treat them differently? Elon Rabbi Yochanan, how must we understand this then? Alpinovim Nechalas, Alpinovim Nesrefes. All of these Halachas that we've been learning and will continue to learn about how an area is Mekodesh doesn't have necessarily any Svara, any logic to it. These are all the Navi identified and determined this is the way it's Mekodesh, and this is what's eaten, and this is what's burnt. So we indeed now begin to discuss this subject. So the Mishnah spoke about many different steps of this procedure, how you Mekadesh an area. Says the Gemara, Itmar, Rav Huna Amar, B'chol Eilu Tanan. Rav Huna is of the opinion, you have to do every part of the procedure mentioned in the Mishnah, and if you're missing any part of it, it's not acceptable. Rav Nachman Amar B'achs B'chol Eilu Tanan. Even if you didn't do every step, it's fine. However, the Rishonim and Achronim explaining Rav Nachman's opinion make a number of very important comments. Number one, certainly Rav Nachman agrees, the L'chatchila, you should use all the steps mentioned in the Mishnah. He's just saying, if you didn't, it's acceptable. Furthermore, and this is very much in line, Chazanis says, with the Gemara that we just learned, even though Rav Nachman is teaching us that we don't have to do everything, the halacha of the two lachomim of the Karban Toida and the halacha of Shir, even Rav Nachman will agree, is essential. Furthermore, what Rav Nachman is saying is not essential. We learned in the Mishnah, we discussed it in the previous year, that you have to have the Sanhedrin, and you have to have the Melech, and you have to have the Navi. And Rav Nachman is saying that if you don't have all of these individuals, it's fine. Says the Miches Chinuch, what Rav Nachman means to say is that if you didn't have them, it's still acceptable. But let's say one of these people that we just identified protest, and they say we're not maskim, we don't agree to the Kiddush, then the Kiddush wouldn't be invalid even according to Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara, what is the machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman based on? Kesover, Kedusha Rishayna, Kitch L'Shatav, Kitch L'Asad Lovay. Rav Huna is of the opinion, Rav Huna Amar B'Cholei L'Tanan, because Kesover, Kedusha Rishayna, Kitch L'Shatav, Kitch L'Asad Lovay. There's a very fundamental machloikis that we encounter in a number of places in Shas. We'll spend a moment on it. Kedusha Rishayna, Kitch L'Shatav, Kitch L'Asad Lovay. Meaning, the original Kedusha that Klal Yisrael brought to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't remain forever or not. The Gemara is suggesting, Rav Huna holds that it does. Why? Because if we think about it, when they came to the Beis HaMikdash, when Ezra came to build the second Beis HaMikdash, the Urim V'Tumim weren't there. And in fact, Rishonim point out, for the first 20 years, there wasn't a Melech either. So if you need everything, so how was he Mekadosh Yerushalayim? But if you hold Kedusha Yerushalayim, Kitch L'Shatav, Kitch L'Asad Lavay, he didn't have to be Mekadosh it. And anything Ezra did was just a Zecher, was just a process of a remembrance, not halachically meaningful. Rav Nachman, on the other hand, holds Kedusha Yerushalayim, Kitch L'Shatav, like Kitch L'Asad Lavay. So they had to have a full-fledged Kiddush, but they didn't have everything. It must be because not everything is required. It's important to point out that the man that holds Kitch Rishon and Kitch L'Shat or V'loi Kitch L'Asad Lavoi holds that David HaMelech, as the Ratvaz explains the Rambam, the Rambam's opinion, was Mekadosh the area of the floor of the Mokom HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadosh the actual binyan. But it was temporary because they recognized that at Israel, that Yerushalayim, we would go into Golus. However, Tosfos and the Rishonim make a very important point. They say these two questions, there's a question about the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, of the Makom HaMikdash, and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And Tosfos and many Rishonim are of the opinion that these are two separate questions that have no connection with each other. And even if we'll say Kitch Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, Kitch L'Shatav, Kitch L'Asad Lavoi, it has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. Why? For they explain, Yerushalayim's Kedusha is based on Yerushalayim's Kedusha is based on the fact that it's called a Nachla. The Nachla remains forever. Eretz Yisrael is not necessarily the same category. The Rambam says a beautiful pshat. The Rambam says, what makes the Kedusha of Yerushalayim the base of Mikdash? The Shechina. The Shechina can never become bottle. Eretz Yisrael's Kedusha doesn't depend on the Shechina. Furthermore, even if we hold that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael Kitchel shat of loy kitchel asad lavoi, say the paiskim, and we've discussed this once, there's a difference between the first kedusha of Yeshua versus the second kiddush of Ezra. And I explained this once just to briefly review it. Yeshua was mekadosh Eretz Yisrael with kibush. He captured the land. Ezra didn't capture the land. Kairish gave him permission to come back. So the paisk, the Mershainim and the Achroinim explain. Something that was captured, so then when we lose it, we got it in war, and when we lose the war, so it expires. Ezra, it wasn't done through war. So since it wasn't done through war, it doesn't expire. To explain it on a more halachic basis, the Paiskim say that kibush is not considered a halachic means of kinyan. Chazaka, what Ezra did, is a halachic means of kinyan. Taking it a step further, we know to have a real kinyan, you have to have a makner and a koiner, a seller and a buyer. When you, in the time of Yeshua, when they took ownership of Eretz Yisrael, there was only a buyer. The Jews conquered the land. The Umas Akam, the Canaanim, didn't give it to us. On the other hand, in the times of Ezra, Kairish gave us permission, so there was a makner and a koiner. It's a much stronger kinyan. The Dvar Avram says a different pshat. He says, in the time of Yeshua, there was no Kiddush prepared. They never verbally designated the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. Whereas in the time of Ezra, there was a Kiddush prepared, and that's what's required that it should be a Kiddusha. Devin Ozel makes a very interesting point. He says that, and it's very much in line with the Gemara we're learning now, that the Kiddusha that took place in the time of Ezra was actually a weaker Kiddusha than in the time of Yeshua. Why? The Kedusha in time of Ezra, the Beis HaMikdash didn't have the Urim V'Tumim, it didn't have the Arin. So he says, a weaker Kedusha is an easier Kedusha to hold on to. And therefore the second Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is easier to hold on to than the first Kedusha, which was such a strong Kedusha that if we don't have all the requirements, we lose it. The Paiskim, the Chasam Sofer, has a very interesting explanation based on the question of Kitch L'Shata, the Kitchel Asad Lavoi, what is the question based on? He says, we know there's a Gemara that has a Machloikis, if the Aron was Nignaz B'Mekoymai. Where did the Aron go after we lost it? He says, the man Dhamma that holds Kitchel Ashat of the Kitchel Asad Lavoi says that the Aron Nignaz B'Mekoymai. The Aron is still by the Makom HaMikdash. It's just buried. We don't see it. So that's where the Kedusha remains. The man Dhamma that says, like Kitchel Asad Lavoi, says the Aron went to Golus, and that's why that area lost the Kedusha. Of course, it's very important to point out, that even if we are of the opinion, Kitch L'Shat of Loi Kitch L'Asad Lavoi, which actually derived it Paskins that way, the Rambam, and that's the opinion of most Rishonim hold, Kitch L'Shat of Loi Kitch L'Asad Lavoi, very much is of the opinion that even if you hold Kitch L'Shat of Loi Kitch L'Asad Lavoi, doesn't mean that there's no Chiv of Moira Migdash. There's no Chiv to have respect for the Har Bayis. Moreover, everybody agrees that it's still certainly considered the Shar HaShemayim. The only issue is it on the same level as it was previously, Kitchel Ashat of Eloi Kitchel Asad Lavoi. One more interesting point, the Tori Evin. The Tori Evin suggests that our Gemara is saying that the Machloikas of Nachman and Rav Huna, if you have to have all of the procedures, or just some of the procedures, is connected to the question kitchel shata the kitchel asalavai or kitchel shata v'loy kitchel asalavai. Rav Nachman, who says you don't have to have everything, holds kitchel shata v'loy kitchel asalavai. Rav Huna says you have to have everything, holds you have to have kitchel shata v'kitchel asalavai. What is the, he says this machlokes could actually be connected to another machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. He says the Gemara Masechet Megillah says that everybody agrees on Purim, we don't say Hallel. But our Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, our same Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, have a machlokes as why. Rav Huna says, because once Klal Yisrael came to the base of Middash, they came to Tzisrael, for nes that happens in Chutz Laretz, we no longer say Hallel. Rav Nachman says a different reason. Kriyusa Zehulula. Reading the Megillah is in the place of the Hallel. So it's very geschmack, says the Torah Yavid. Rav Huna, who holds that the Kedusha L'Shata, Kitcha L'Shata, V'Kitcha L'Asad Lavai, holds that you have the Kedusha still there. And once at Tzisrael, once the Makom Midrash had the Kedusha, no other place matches to it, and you can't say Hallel. Rav Nachman disagrees. He holds Kitcha L'Shata, like Kitcha L'Asad Lavai. So you can't say that that's the reason you don't say Hallel on Purim, because it's Chutz L'Aretz, because Yerushalayim doesn't have that Kedusha according to him anymore anyway. What must be the reason? He comes up with a different reason. Kriyus is a hulula. So back to the Gemara. Rav Huna Amar B'chol Eil Tanan. Rav Huna says you have to do everything the Mishnah mentions. Because Kesavar, he is of the opinion, Kiddush Rishon Kitcha L'Shata V'Kitcha L'Asalavai. So really, Ezra didn't have to do anything. So Ezra Zech B'Amahu David, because if he had to do everything he couldn't have done, could have no Urim V'Tumim. Rav Nachman Amar B'Achsim Kol Eil Tanan, you don't have to do everything, because he is of the opinion, as we just explained, Kiddush Rishon Kitcha L'Shata V'Loy Kitcha L'Asalavai. And therefore, Ezra had to go through a full Kiddush process. Even though there was no Urim V'Tumim. Eifei, Ovel Rav Nachman, asks Rabbah, on the opinion of Rav Nachman, it says in our Mishnah, Kol Shloi Nasis B'chol Elu, the Mishnah clearly says that you have to have everything, so how could you say not everything is required? Answers the Gemara, Tani B'chol Nasis B'chol Elu. We have to revise the Mishnah. Tosh says we don't have to revise the Mishnah, we have to revise Pshat in the Mishnah. Tashma, so the Gemara tries to bring a raya from the following braisa. Abishol Omer, Shnei Bitzin Hoi Bahar Mishkan, there were two areas by Har Zaisim, Tachtoina Valyoina, the lower area and the upper area. Tachtoina Niskatcha B'Kol Eila, the lower area went through the entire Kiddush process. Elyoina Loi Niskatcha B'Kol Eila, the upper area did not go through the entire Kiddush process. Ella, B'Oili Goyla, the only thing that they had was that the people that came up from Gaulis, Shloi B'Melech, B'Shloi B'Urim V'Tumim. That there was no Melech, there was no Urim V'Tumim, to Makadish that area. Tachtoina, says the Braisa, Shoysa Kedushas Gemura, the lower area that had a full Kiddush process, Ami Oretz Nechnosel Masham, so it's really considered full-fledged Yerushalayim. And therefore, Ami Oretz Nechnosel Masham, the Ami Oretz may go there, Voichlim Sham Kotchim Kalim, and they could eat their Kotchim Kalim. Truthfully, they should be able to eat their Maisa Sheni, because it's considered completely Yerushalayim, Avaloi Maisa Sheni. They would not eat Maisa Sheni. And Rashi gives two reasons as to why. We know the Pasuk says, Aser to Aser. The Pasuk regarding Maisa says, Aser to Aser. And there's the famous drasha, Asher b'shvil shtas Aser. If you give Maisa, you'll get wealthy. So when it comes to a person's panasa, they're very, very sensitive. So the Amoritz were very careful that even though halachically they should be able to eat Maisa Sheini, we're not taking any chances. Another pshat, Rashi says, is we know that when it comes to Maisa, they had to say Vidui Maisa. And part of the Vidui Maiser was saying, Asisi Kecholash Tzivisani. And they want to be able to say the Vidui Maiser. And they were careful that in case they would do anything wrong, they wouldn't be able to say it. So even though halachically they were allowed to eat Maiser Sheni, they didn't eat Maiser Sheni there. Chaverim, who were Talmidei Chachamim, Oichim Shom, Kotchim Kalim, Maiser Sheni, they know it's 100% permissible. So why not? El Yoina, the upper area, Shalai Yosef Kedushas Gemura, that we just said, didn't go through the whole process. They weren't so careful, and they ate kachim kalim there, even though it's not, doesn't have the full kedusha. Avaloi maisisheni, as we just explained, they're very careful with. The chaverim who know the halacha, ain oichlim sham loy kachim kalim v'loy maisisheni. Didn't eat neither kachim kalim nor maisisheni, because it didn't have the kedusha. Umnei Maloi Kedusha. Says the Brisa, why didn't they make the upper area have this status of Yerushalayim? She'ein, says the Brisa, She'ein Mesifin Al-Ir V'Al-Azaris, we can't add to the area, Ela B'melech V'Novi V'Urim V'Turim V'Sanhedrin Shoshim V'Echad V'Shtei Toidus V'Shir. And they didn't have all these things, so they couldn't do it. Continues the Brisa, V'Loma Ketshua, so why did they make a Kodesh? Ask the Gemara, what's the Brisa saying? Lama Ketshua, why did they make a Kodesh? Ha'amrit, we just said Loi Ketshua, that it wasn't designated. Says the Gemara, El Lamech Nisua. We're causing a problem, the Brisa is asking. We see that the Amoratsim are getting confused. Obviously because they included it into Yerushalayim. If it doesn't have the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, the right thing to do is just not include it. Says the Gemara, we had to do so. Neshetofesh Yerushalayim Hoysa. It was right next to Yerushalayim. And it's very easy to expose Yerushalayim, and therefore they wanted to be careful. Even though they couldn't make it Kadosh, they did do what they can. A number of points. Here we speak about being Mekadosh, an area of Yerushalayim. Mechloikas Rishonim, what is done to be Mekadosh Yerushalayim? We've learned the Gemara, and this is the opinion of most Rishonim, that the same procedure that's done for the Harabayas and for the Azara is done, and for the Beis HaMikdash is done for here. There are opinions that say it's not the exact same procedure, because we don't need Toida. There's no Toida eaten. We would use maybe Maisa Sheini. Furthermore, the Rishonim suggest that even this area that we just said they couldn't be Mekadosh completely, but was in that annex to Yerushalayim, does have the din of Yerushalayim. To what degree? The halach is you're not allowed to be malin a mace in Yerushalayim. You can't leave a mace overnight in Yerushalayim. And you can't make a base of kfaris in Yerushalayim. For that, this area had the status of Yerushalayim. And the Chasam Sofer wants to suggest, the Chiddush, that really up mi'ikar adim midaraisa, even if you don't go through a whole Kiddush process, it has a din of Yerushalayim. It's only midrabanan that you're not allowed to eat mace sheni and kachim kalm there. So from this price, it's very obvious, not like Rav Nachman. Here the Brisa says you have to have everything in order to be Mekadosh. Answers the Gemara, actually it's a Tmachloikus Tanoim. The Tanya, Amar Belezer, Shemati, Kshebonim Hoichel, when they built the Beis HaMikdash, Oysim Kloim Lahechel. They made curtains, the Kloim Lazarus. They made curtains around, when they were building the Beis HaMikdash in the time of Ezra, it took 20 years. They built curtains around the area where the Beis HaMikdash was originally, and they built curtains, and they made curtains around where the Azar was originally. El Shebehechel, there's only one difference. Shebehechel Bainim Bechutz, the curtains of the Hechel, the builders stood on the other side of the curtain, so they shouldn't stand in the place where the Beis HaMikdash was. Bazaris, we're not so worried, the people who did the construction stood in Mifnim. That's Rebbe Lezer's opinion. Amar Shmua, and says Rabbi Shua, Shemati Shema Kriven Alpi Shem Bayis. We could bring kabbonis even without a Beis HaMikdash. Oichlam kachim, and kachim may be eaten abish ein kloim, even though there are no curtains. Kachim kalim and Maisa Sheni, says Rabbi Shua, may be eaten abish ein chayma, even if the wall of Yerushalayim no longer exists. Why? Because Rabbi Shua is of the opinion. And therefore, once this area became Kadosh, it remains that way. So if Rabbi Shua is of the opinion, Kedusha Rishayin Kitch L'Shata V'Kitch L'Asa Avay, says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, who requires the curtains, why? La Mechlad Rabbi Lezer Sover, Loi Kitch L'Asa Avay. So the Machlokes of Huner of Nachman is actually Machlokes Tanoim. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, says Ravina Ravashi Mamai. We don't necessarily have to say that way. Everybody agrees that the Kedusha remains. So if the Kedusha remains, why do you have to make the curtains? Rabbi Lezer heard they make curtains. And Rabbi Shua heard they didn't make curtains. If you'll say the Kedusha remains, even according to Rabbi Lezer, klam Rabbi Lezer lomeli, why did they have to make the curtains? The Kedusha is there anyway. Answers the Gemara, litzniyus ba'alma. They did it because they didn't want to leave the place where they're using to bring kabbonis coldly exposed. It's not sneeze. In fact, the Mepaiskim say, the Mepharshim say, this is the the reason that the Rambam paskins that even when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, if anybody did repairs in the Beis HaMikdash, they would go in a box to see as little as possible of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because Rav Elazar says we don't want people to see what's going on there. Here the Gemara quoted the opinion of Rabbi Shua, which is a very famous Gemara. Shemati shemakriven afapishein bayis, oichlam kachim kalam afapishein kloim. So here Rabbi Shua says we could bring kabbonis without a Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, why don't we bring kabbonis? So certainly, I saw from the Netziv that the only carbon that could be under discussion would be the carbon Pesach. Because all other kabbonis, the Torah says reyach nichoyach, and there's no reyach nichoyach in the Golos after the Churban. But what about the carbon Pesach? Why don't we bring the carbon Pesach? So Miches Chinuch says that even if we'll say that you don't need a Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara just says, you have to have a Mizbeach, and we have no Mizbeach. Furthermore, there are other halachic issues, because you could ask, the Miri discusses this, so build a Mizbeach. So there are other issues. First of all, we're all Tamei Mason, and we don't have the Paraduma to be Mataros. The Kohanim, we don't know really who are Kohanim nowadays. Nobody has a pure Yichus to say he's a Kohen, and a Kohen has to do the Avoida. And thirdly, a Kohen has to do the Avoida wearing the Big Day Kahuna. Wearing the Big Day Kahuna is Ma'akif. We don't know what Tchelis is. We don't know how to manufacture the Big Day Kahuna. That's why we don't bring Kabbonis. The Tfer Shloima explains this Gemara more of a Chassidish way. He says the Gemara never assumed that we should be able to bring Kabbonis nowadays in the Golas. But the Gemara means Shemati, Shemakriven Alpishain Hechel, what Makriven Alpishain Bayis means that there's a different way of bringing a carbon than actually bringing the animal to Beis HaMikdash. He says bringing a person bringing himself and person being ready to be closer to Hashem, that's the biggest carbon. And he says he brings a raya that we bring kabbonis. Because we look at the musaf tefillah of the Sholosh Regolim, we say, Ves musve achagazeh. How can we say it's musve achagazeh? There is no musaf. Because there is a musaf. If a person in Yontif tries to be close to Hashem, that's musve achagazeh, he's bringing a carbon. So he goes a step further. Beautiful vart. He says, what is the way that we become close to Hashem? He says, the way a Jew becomes close to Hashem nowadays after the Churban Abayis is by learning Torah. He says, and we say it every night, every year by the Seder. We say, Baruch HaMokom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenosan Torah L'Am Yisrael. So he says, there's a concept of Baruch HaMokom. There's a concept of the Mokom HaMikdash that is a way we could bring Kabbonis. But what happens when we don't have a Baruch HaMokom? When we don't have the Mokom HaMikdash, we still have another way. Baruch Shenosan Torah L'Am Yisrael. Through Liman HaTorah, we could be close to Hashem. So again, says the Gemara, we're trying to say that the Machlokes of Nachman Rav Huna, if Kedush Rishon Kitchel Shat or Kitchel Asad Lavoi, is actually a Machlokes Tanoim, says the Gemara, it's these Tanoim. The Tanya, Amar Shema Bar Yosi, Mom Amonu Chomis Elu, we notice a din in the Torah Babati Erechoyma, that if somebody sells a home that he owns in a house, in a city that has a wall, from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, he has a year to redeem it. And if he doesn't redeem it within a year, he doesn't ever get it back, even by Yovel. So the Mishnah Masechta Erechin lists some of the cities that are considered cities that have a war from the time of Yeshua. Says the Mishnah, Shekola b'nei Goyla, where the b'nei Goyla came up from Golos, Motza Elu v'Kitchum. They were Mekadosh these cities. Avul Rishonim, Batlum Shabbat La'aretz. The original cities lost the Kedusha. Alma, so we see there Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that Kesav Kedusha Rishani Kitchel Shata like Kitchel Asad Lavai. Because otherwise, why do you have to go through a new Kiddush process? Vermini asked the Gemara, could that be the opinion of Shmuel Rabbi Yossi? Vermini, Amr Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, V'chli Elu B'vad Hayu. Are the only cities, those cities that are listed in the Mishnah Masechet Erechin, V'lai Klai Nema, doesn't this Torah say Shishim Ir? Kol Chevel Argoiv, Memleches Oig B'Boshin, all of these cities, Kol Elu B'Tzoris Choyme Gvoya, El Lomem Manuch Chomis Elu, why did the Mishnah mention specifically these? Shegur Olu B'nei Golu Motzu Elu V'Kitchim. They were Mekadosh these cities. Two pshat, and one pshat is that these are the cities that they passed by. Or another pshat is These were the cities that still had the walls, so they knew that those cities were there from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Kitchen, Hashtar Minim will come in the Tzloy Tzrich L'Kedushi. You just said they don't have to go through a Kiddush Paratzim. El Motza Elu V'monim. These cities, they counted. V'lor El Bavad, and says Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi explicitly, a kol shetala b'yotcha, Mesoros Ma'vasecha. Any city that you have a Mesoro, Shemekeves Chaimim Mosh B'Yeshua ben Nun, that it has a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, kol Elu, kol Mitzvahs Elu Snagzbay. Neshe Kedush Rishayna, Kitch L'Shatav, Kitch L'Asalavay. So here he says explicitly that they didn't have to have a new Kiddush process. They have the din of Batei Erchaima. Regarding what? One is for the din that I just mentioned about the redemption and Yovel. Another is that a Mitzayra cannot remain in a city that's in a home that's in a Bayis Erchaima. Another is we've discussed previously Masechta Makis. We'll discuss it again about the area outside a city. There's an area that has to be left for a Migrish. There's an area that has to be left for a Sada. That's only by Bata Erechaima. And lastly, something that's still relevant to us, what day do you read the Megillah? On your Dalit or Tezvav Adar? But back to our Gemara. We have two conflicting versions of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. First, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says the Kedush Rishayna, Kitchel Lashat, of Loi Kitchel Asalavai, and that's why they had to be Mekadosh to Bata Erechaima again. And then he says, no, they didn't have to be Mekadosh. Anything that's there from the time Yeshua ben Nun remains Kadosh. So how do we reconcile it? Kasha Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Ad Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi says the Gemara Ibai Seima Treit and Noyli Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. There's Machlokes to Noim. What indeed is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi? Ibai Seima Chad Minai Rabbi Yosi Amra. Both of them don't represent Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi's opinion. One is actually the opinion of Lezer Rabbi Yosi. The Tanya Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi Amra Ashloi Chaima Avish Ein Loi Ach Shavai Loi Kaidem Lekayim. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi indeed is of the opinion Kedush Rishayin Kitchel Shata V'Loi Kitchel Asad Lavoi, and therefore they had to be re-Mekadosh them when they came back with Ezra. Rabbi Yosi holds no Kedush Rishayin Kitchel Shata V'Kitchel Asad Lavoi, and they didn't have to be Mekadosh it. But back to our Gemara. Now we've identified a Machlokes Tanaim. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yosi, if Kedush Rishayin Kitchel Shata V'Kitchel Asad Lavoi or not, and that Machlokes is the machlokes of Nachman Rav Huna, if you have to do all the procedures, like Rav Huna says, and that because Kitchel Shata, he's of the opinion Kitchel Shata, Kitchel Asad Lavai, or Rav Nachman's opinion Kitchel Shata, like Kitchel Asad Lavai, and you don't have to do all of the procedures. One more important point, this machlokes, which as I said earlier in the shir, La Halacha is a machlokes Rishayinim, is relevant to the Halacha. We know that before the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Bama, you could bring Kabbanos on a Bama. The question is, would you be allowed to bring Kabbanos on a Bama now? If you're Kitchel Rishayin of a Kitchel Lashat Lavoi, so once the Beis HaMikdash was built and the Kedusha remains forever, Bamas became permanently Osir. If you hold Kitchel Rishayin and Kitchel Lashat, for like Kitchel Lashat Lavoi, perhaps, the Machalikus Rishayinim, according to that opinion, you would be able to bring a carbon on a Bama. So we learned in the Mishnah. Nitma be Ezra, be Nelma menetuma. If somebody becomes Tomei in the Azara, and he doesn't realize, ask the Gemara, Tomei be Azara menolan. How do we know that somebody becomes Tomei in the Azara, he has to leave immediately, that all of these halakas apply? Amr belaza, kasv echad omer, es mishkan Hashem timai. So before we go further, ask the Rishayim, why doesn't our Mishnah, we began learning our Mishnah about Shtayim Shein Arba. It's the Rajba's question. Why is there more than Shtayim Shein Arba? Because all the cases that we discussed in the Mishnah are cases where somebody was Tomei and then entered the Migdash or a Kodesh, or whether he forgot the Tumah, where he forgot the Kodesh. Here is a new case where somebody was in the base of Migdash and became Tomei. Why isn't it mentioned in our Mishnah? So some say because it's highly irregular, so the Mishnah doesn't speak about something that's Lo Shchiach. Other Rishonim say Shem Tomei Achad. It's all in the same category, and therefore it doesn't have to be enumerated. Furthermore, Chassam Sofer asks a kasha. The Chassam Sofer asks, we know our Gemara is going to identify, really our Mishnah says, that if one remains in the Azara when he's Tomei, he gets a punishment. We know, by all mitzvahs Loisa say, when do you get a punishment? The Torah says don't do something, and you do it. Here, what are you getting punishment for? The Torah says leave, not don't do something. The Torah says do something. Leave, and you didn't leave. That's not the model for a mitzvah, Leis HaSei. So why is there a chiv carbon in such a situation? Says the Chassam Sofer, here we're not talking about a regular carbon. We're speaking about a carbon oil of a yayred. And the halachas of carbon oil of a yayred are very different. And therefore, even though normally to be chayv carbon chattis, it has to be a circumstance where the Torah tells you not to do something and you did it, here you're chayv where the Torah tells you to do something and you didn't do it. So again, back to the Gemara. Tumah ba'azar menala, amar b'lozah, kasav echad oimer, es mishkan Hashem timei. One pasuk says that the mishkan Hashem timei, the Torah uses the word mishkan. V'kasav echad oimer, kes migdash Hashem timei. The Torah uses the word migdash. V'kra miyasrit, ask the Gemara, so the Gemara is assuming that one of these psukim are extra to teach us the isser of remaining in the azara when one is tamei. Ask the Gemara, no pasuk is extra. Hamitzrich tzrichi, both psukim are needed. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, im nema mishkan, lama nema migdash. If the Torah speaks about the mishkan, what do we have to say migdash? The nema migdash, if there's one pasuk that says migdash, lama nema mishkan, why is there another pasuk that speaks about the mishkan? Answers the Brisa, ilu nema mishkan, v'lama nema migdash. Had the Torah only spoken about the mishkan and not the migdash, v'yisi oimer a mishkan yechayiv. You only chayiv when you go into the mishkan when you tamei. Shrei mishruach b'shemen mishka. As we discussed in the previous year, the mishkan had a higher level of kedusha because its kedusha was brought by anointing it with the shemen mishkan. However, the mishkan lo yechayiv, where there was no shemen mishka, it was just avoidosam mechan chesam. Then nema migdash lo nema mishkan. If the Torah spoke about the migdash and not the mishkan, hayisu oimai migdash yechayiv. The Migdash Yechayiv, Shrei Kedushas and Kedushas Oilam. Once, as I said earlier in the Shir, once the Makam HaMigdash was chosen to be the place of the base of Migdash, no matter if you hold Kitchel HaShatav or Kitchel HaSad Lavoi, no matter if you hold Kitchel HaShatav like Kitchel HaSad Lavoi, there can never be another place where the Migdash is going to be. So we see it has a higher level of Kedusha. V'Migdash Lo Yechayiv, L'Kach Nema Mishkan, that's why the Torah uses the word Mishkan, and L'Kach Nema Migdash. So the Gemara is saying, we're saying the fact that the Torah had these both psukim. One pasuk is extra to teach us the halacha. That if somebody becomes tamei while he's in the azara, he has to leave. No pasuk is extra. We need a pasuk for the mishkan, and we need a pasuk for the mishkan. Says the Gemara of Elazar Hachik Kashalei. Michti. Throughout the Torah we find that the mishkan ikri migdash, or migdash ikri mishkan. That they're both called by both names. So therefore, Nichtiv oy idi v'idi migdash. So then the Torah should have either written migdash in both places, oy idi v'idi mishkan. And we would have learned this lesson, that this halach applies both by the migdash and by the mishkan. Why, besides the Torah, this is the way the Rashi explains the Gemara, besides that the Torah says the pasuk twice, does the Torah change the terminology? Mishkan, or migdash lomeli, one time it's called mishkan, and one place it's called migdash, shema mino tarti, to teach us both halachas. That the halacha applies both by the Mishkan and by the Migdash, and also to teach us the halacha, that the halacha doesn't only apply when one enters the Azara when he's Tamei, but even applies when one was in the Azara and became Tamei. So says the Gemara, Bishlam and Migdash Ikri Mishkan, Diksiv Nuskati Mishkani B'Saychachan. So we see that the Torah calls, speaks about the base of Migdash, and calls, uses the word Mishkan. However, ask the Gemara, El Mishkan, the Ikri Migdash Menolam, where do we find that the Torah calls the Mishkan a Migdash? Ilay Migsiv, V'nesu HaKahosim, Noisei HaMigdash. Says, but that isn't talking about the Mishkan. Hu Ba'aron Ksiv. That Pasuk is speaking that the Kahosim were the ones that transported the Aron. Ela Mahacha, the Pasuk says, in Parashas Truma, Vasli Migdash V'shanti B'saicham. So the Torah uses the words Migdash. V'ksiv, K'chol HaShni Mara Oischa, Es Tavnes HaMishkan. The Shem Shmuel explains why is the Mishkan or the Migdash called both Mishkan and Migdash? He says because there are two elements in the Kedusha of the base of Migdash or the Mishkan. One is that it's a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down the Shekhinah. Another, it's a place that we all together work together as a community to serve Hashem. Mishkan represents the Shekhinah, and Migdash represents one another where Klal Yisrael come together to serve Hashem. Both of them are essential elements in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. So we learned in the Mishnah, Vishtachva Shok Shtachva, if he bow down, or he remain there the amount of time it takes to bow down, he gets, he's over. Amar Papa, Amar Rava, Lo Shanol Shtachva Klapi Pnim. So there's a machlokes how to learn this. Most are of the opinion that it's actually not Rashi's pshat, that if he turned around, because there's a question. The Mishnah is really redundant. If it says ishtachva, or shesharkita ishtachva, isn't that both the same? So that's the question that we have to answer. So how do we answer? So he says, ishtachva means that you actually turned around towards the inside, which takes longer than not turning around. Rashi says it's enough, I mean, if you turned around to the Mizrach side, which was not the side that you turn around to normally, you bow down to normally, or you bow to the Maariv, which is the side that you normally bow down to, which is not so simple because it matters where you're standing. So again, Amar Rava, Leishan ol shtachve klapi pnim, av shtachve klapi chutz, so you didn't take that time to turn around, only shah in, loishah lo. Ik de masmala, a seifa. The Mishnah says, oi shishah b'chtei shtachva, yechayiv, mechlal, that if you bow down, it has to be that amount of time that it takes to bow down, which is klapi pnim. Most mefarshim of the opinion that there's no nafka mina between the two rishonim. Amar Rava, lo yishan al shtachve klapi chutz, av klapi pnim. If you bow down klapi pnim, af gav de lo yishah. Vach kama, shtachve klapi pnim. If you bow down klapi pnim, oy shishah kitay shtachve b'hacha shtachve. The klapi chutz, chayiv. Has the Gemara, hechi dam eshtachva de isbeshia, vechi dam eshtachva de lesbeshia. How do we differentiate? Says the Gemara, the lesbeshia, zu, kriya balma, where somebody just bows down, not bowing down completely. This beshia, what's considered eshtachva de isbeshia, this pisha jadayim verglaim, to completely prostrate yourself on the floor. Continues the Gemara, the kama shia shia, how long does that take? Pligibar Rav Yitzchak v'Nachmein v'chad imei, umanu Rav Shimon Pazi, v'amalei Rav Shimon Pazi, v'chad imei, umanu Rav Yitzchak v'Nachmeini, v'amalei Rav Shimon v'Nachmeini. Chan Amri, to memory the Hapsuka, once says the amount of time it takes to say this pasuk, which the Gemara is going to quote in a moment, v'chad Amar, only the second half of the pasuk, from the word v'yichut l'seif to the end of the pasuk. What is the pasuk? V'chob b'nei Yisrael royim b'redes Hashem, Beredus Aish, Kfar Hashem Labayis, Vyichru Apayim Arts Ala Ritzba, Vyishtachvu, Vahoydus Lashem Kitoiv Loyalam Chazdoi. So one mandamah says we start from the word Vachol, that's the amount of time Shi Kadei Shtachavo, and the other mandamah says that the amount of time is from, the amount of time it says takes to say from the word Vyichru to the end of the Pasuk.